With us today is Roger Stone, a longtime friend of Donald Trump and a strategist for Donald and one smart Republican. How are you, Roger?
Well, John, it's kind of bittersweet because the Durham investigation has exonerated Donald Trump, has exonerated me because, as you know, I was prosecuted by special counsel Robert Mueller for lying under oath to Congress about Russian collusion that we now have established never took place. It's literally impossible to testify, about something or to lie about something that never actually happened.
And you want to give us a report on this new report that just came out. It just came out a couple of days ago, and I heard you have some a great analysis on it.
Well, the Durham report, the report of Special Counsel John Durham, who was appointed by Attorney General Bill Barr to get to the bottom of the origins of the Russian collusion hoax, has uncovered the greatest, biggest dirty trick in American political history, which was an abuse of power in which the full authority and the extraordinary capability to our intelligence agencies of the U.S. government was illegally and illicitly used in essentially a coup attempt to take out a duly elected president, in this case, Donald Trump. We now know, for example, that neither the FBI nor the CIA had any evidence whatsoever of Russian collusion by Trump or the Trump campaign. We know that the so-called Steele dossier, which was a controversial document which falsely alleged that Donald Trump had been entertained by Russian prostitutes when he visited Moscow, was completely and totally false. Trump's never even been to the hotel, never mind the hotel suite where this allegedly happened. But more importantly, that information, coupled with the lack of any other evidence, was still utilized to open the counterintelligence investigation, Crossfire Hurricane, into Donald Trump, and with no evidence whatsoever, to rationalize the appointment of Robert Mueller as the private, as the special counsel. So Trump is exonerated. His claim that this is a hoax turns out to be entirely true.
And it seems like there's dirty tricks all over the place on President Trump. Whether it's the Russian hoax or whether it's the 51 so-called intelligence agents. I mean, did this always happen in the United States, or is this something that's happening lately?
It's the same. It is the exact same people. The other part of Durham's report that is extraordinary is twofold. President Barack Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, FBI Director James Comey, CIA Director John Brennan, and Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and later Acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, were all aware of the fact that there was no evidence of Russian collusion regarding Donald Trump or his campaign, but nonetheless allowed the launch of this FBI investigation, as well as the appointment of Robert Mueller. But more importantly, John, they were also fully aware that this entire false narrative had been invented and pushed by Hillary Clinton and the people around her. What I'm still trying to figure out is why last year Mr. Durham charged some of the lowest level Clinton functionaries, which is kind of like charging the guy who drove the getaway car for double parking while you let the people who robbed the bank not only testify against the driver, thus incriminating themselves, but you also let them keep the loot from the bank robbery. In other words, none of the upper level officials responsible for these illegal acts are going to be prosecuted because Mr. Durham took his sweet time, and these revelations come only after the 5-year statute of limitations has long run out. So there will be.
Was that intentional, Roger? Roger, your gut feeling, was that intentional? I mean, it seems as there's too much of this crap going around.
I think it was intentional. Let me ask an obvious question. What did Mr. Durham know 3 days ago that he didn't know before November 8th, 2020, in the last election? The answer is nothing. So if you look at the cast of characters that are enumerated in the Durham report, they are part and parcel of the same intelligence officials who co-signed the letter, 51 of them, saying that Hunter Biden's laptop had all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. Look, none of this is surprising to me. I wrote a book entitled The Myth of Russian Collusion. You can go to stonezone.com in the shop and get a copy of it. The judge in my case threatened to jail me over my publication of this book, even though it was published and in the stores long before she issued a gag order on me. But essentially, I had all this material, but now it has an official imprimatur.
Understood. We got about 30 seconds left. Anything else you want to tell the American people?
Sure. You can catch my daily show at StoneZone.live every day at 5 o'clock. You can also catch the reruns.
Thank you so much, Roger. And we hope, look, we stand for truth, justice, and the American way, and that's what the American people want to hear. And God bless you, and we'll catch up again real soon.
I'm very, very grateful to have this opportunity to tell my side of the story.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.